from the Star Rentals Sports Desk, your 950 KJR Sports Headlines.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. Headlines on a gorgeous. How about this? Look outside. The sun and the sky. Wednesday afternoon right here on 950 KJR.
I got to say, it's the stupidest thing in sports.
Headlines are brought to you by Buddy's Goodies and Glass. It's always 420 at Buddy's, baby. Big news in the Olympics. Bad news if you're a fan of the red, white, and blue. Slovakia ousting the U.S. men's hockey team after a 3-2 shootout win in the quarterfinals this morning. Hours later, Sweden eliminating Canada 2-0, first time since 2006. Neither the U.S. or Canadian men's team will make the Final Four of hockey at the Olympics.
Bengals have signed head coach Zach Taylor to extension through 2026. Michigan has done the same with head coach Jim Harbaugh through the 2026 season.
Falcons today releasing linebacker Dante Fowler, and the lockout continues in baseball. Nats outfielder Juan Soto says he was offered a 13-year, $350 million deal by the Nationals before the lockout, but wants to play it out and see what happens when he hits free agency in 3 years from now. Petros Papadakis, lock up the women and kids. Here we go.
It's time for our weekly conversation with college football analyst Petros Papadakis.
Not that I'm a smart guy, I'm stupid.
Brought to you by Sweet James Accident Attorneys.
41 yards.
If you're hurt in an accident, call Sweet James right away at 800-500-5200. Sweet James will be sweet to you, but tough on insurance companies that will bully you.
Baruch atah Adonai, Baruch atah Ushalom.
And now, with Petros, here's Dave Softy Muller.
Losers.
All righty, boys and girls, here we go. Happy Wednesday, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Means one thing and one thing only. A chance to catch up with our buddy, our pal, our good friend, Prince of Sports Talk Radio in Southern California, the most beloved man in Los Angeles County, our friend Petros Papadakis, courtesy of
the one and only Sweet James, the dense beard of justice. There is only one Sweet James, and he can do for you what the insurance company will not do, which is get you back to whole after you've been in a car accident, a motorcycle accident, if a dog has taken a bite out of your balls. Sweet James will make your balls whole again by getting you the medical care you need, getting your car fixed, and getting your life back together. Give him a call at 800-500-5200 or sweetjames.com. The dense beard of justice.
It's unfortunate that we had that on our air live. That is disgusting.
Sorry if you don't like the way I promote my sponsors.
Hey, how was the parade today? Did you enjoy the parade?
It was quick.
I mean, it looks like there's more people in the studio than there were at the parade, and I'm the only one in the studio.
You're the first person to catch me before my show starts to talk about this. This is the first time I've discussed it, and I just drove right by the parade. So you're getting my freshest take. I mean, hot off the grill, like 13 coins. You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying.
You know, a little Seattle reference for you, because everybody's so stupid up there.
Whoa, hang on a second. What the hell? Why? Why?
Just kidding.
Why? You should be in a good mood. You had a parade. Nobody showed up.
Oh.
That's like your wet dream.
I had a birthday party like that once.
You know what? I did too.
Horrible. I'm still not over it. People are like, wow, man, you got this show, you got all this stuff going on.
Wait a minute, you had a, this is like recently nobody showed up?
No, it was like about 20.
All right. Get together at my old apartment back in the day for the, it was like a Husky Arizona football game, and a bunch of guys said, yeah, we'll be there, and one guy showed up.
Was it the Miracle by the Lake?
No, I was at that game. That was at home. You mean the Ortiz Jenkins game?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. This was in Tucson, and the one guy that showed up was a guy named Dave Hoffman, who played linebacker at UW back in the day.
Oh, Hoffman's a great guy.
Remember him? So he's now...
Yeah, with a flat top and all that.
Yeah, he vaulted up the list of my all-time favorite guys to number one because he showed up and saved my ass. Nobody else came besides Dave. Anyway, go back to your
beer,
story.
Want a beer, Dave?
Yeah, exactly. There's plenty. plenty.
Some potato salad.
Fresh off the rack take from Petros, never shared before. On the massive, unbelievable crowd today.
Liar!
Yeah.
Liar!
For the Rams parade through downtown LA.
I don't care that, I mean, they won the Super Bowl. They lifted the mask mandate for outdoors finally here.
Yeah.
It better be lifted for squad. I don't want to get into it, but so there was no reason for them not to have a parade, right? So they had to have a parade. But we had Bill Plaschke on Monday, and he's kind of the guy we clear the decks for if a championship is won. He's on Around the Horn. People know him from there, but he's a columnist for the LA Times, and he's one of our old friends. He does fill-in work and stuff when one of us is out, and we play ABBA for him and stuff. He's a great guy. And I asked him, like, the second question, I said, how are they going to have a parade without being embarrassed by the rest of the country, the rest of the NFL viewing country? And the answer is they can't, but they did it anyway. And it doesn't bother me that they had a parade. It doesn't bother me that there were 20,000 people there compared to, I mean, 20,000 people, if you're generous, compared to the 500,000 people that would show up for a Kings parade, a hockey team. Or the millions that would show up for a Laker parade, let alone the 90,000 waiting in the Coliseum, for the Laker parade to end and do their ceremony like that. So this was very small comparatively to other parades we've had in the past. None of that is anything that really bothers me or that anybody should really be embarrassed about. What embarrasses me is the LA media. Talking out of their ass breathlessly about the sea of blue and the history being made. We've never had a championship, Super Bowl champion here in L.A. Totally untrue. The L.A. Raiders did it in the 80s. They had no parade. No, barely any of the teams showed up. It's just, I'm bothered by people telling me that my eyes don't work and that I'm seeing something that I'm not seeing.
You know,
the Rams are doing great in town. The NFL got a rich nerd to pay for everything. So they've moved half their crap to Los Angeles. They moved the NFL Network headquarters right next to SoFi. There's going to be all kinds of NFL stuff there. All kinds of rich people in town own season tickets. If their Steeler fans' friends want to go, they give it to them and they wear a Steelers jersey. If the Rams make the playoffs, hell, they might dust off a Jim Everett jersey and go in and wear it. But it bothers me that everybody's telling me what a big deal this is when I know what a big deal is in this town.
Yeah.
And the media is supposed to reflect how people feel and what is a big deal to people in the town. The media is not supposed to browbeat people and tell them what they should be excited about. And that really bothers me. The NFL's popularity was not reflected in that parade in this town.
Right.
The NFL is massively popular. The Rams brand popularity was reflected. But will my kids in 12 years, Fletcher, he probably won't have a driver's license even by the time he's 21 because he's such a dumbass.
My stupid brother.
But will my kids drive to the parade, Softy, if the Rams win in 10 years or whatever? Maybe.
Well, if you don't care about the first one, why would you care about the second one?
Well, because they'll remember. My kids will remember. The Rams, you know, it'll be part of their, like when the Kings won in town.
Yeah, no, I got
you. The reason people cared is because they're crying and they say, my dad took me to the Kings game and then his blew off. And you know, it's an emotional thing. People equate it with stuff that happened in their lives. You know, it becomes almost a religion to people. So when they win, they reminds them of their family. You know how it is.
His what blew off?
You know, my dad's blew off. You asked me to say it again.
That is a visual that I got to get out of my head.
You never go to a game again after his
I got to get that out of my head.
We
get
had to
out.
Give up our season tickets. He lost his confidence at work.
Okay, well, that parade today looked like the sixth or seventh parade, not the first one.
It looked like a...
That's the first NFL championship that you've had in L.A. since the Raiders and the first ever for the Rams in L.A. It should have been a bigger deal, don't you
no
think?
No one is going to take off work in the middle of Wednesday to drive downtown and celebrate the L.A. Rams, who have not been here but for 5 years.
God.
That's just how it is. The NFL doesn't care. It's not a play for the fans here. And nobody cares about it. It doesn't bother me. It's the breathless media coverage. Now, if the Seahawks win a Super Bowl, the needle flies into the sky. Everybody freaks out. And all of that, that's genuine coverage. The local news people talking about it and how great it is, that's genuine breathless coverage because it reflects the mood of the community. This is gaslighting at best and propaganda at worst. It sucks.
Oh, God, I love you.
So, no, I didn't go to the parade. Well, I'm sorry, it's my fault.
No,
I'm
it's sure all
Harlan
good.
Harlan doesn't do that. And you call the Super Bowl.
Harlan never does that. He does it off the air, but not even off the air. I'm not even sure if Kevin Harlan has ever uttered a word of profanity.
We've got a drunk woman next door pulling our microphone off our stand.
He's a wholesome guy, unlike us, who are just degenerates. But
terrible people.
It was not surprising to see the crowd, and it was not surprising to hear your take at all on what happened today with the Rams. And you know, a guy hit me up on Twitter. I want to just read this to you because you'd be able to, you know, tell me if this is accurate. Jason Decker on Twitter, at 425Digs. You should follow him, by the way. No. He says, that's what happens when you're spoiled by having multiple NFL, NBA, MLB, and MLS teams, to which other people say, no, it's what happens when Ram fans suck. So is this about being a small fish in a big pond, or is it just a direct shot at Ram culture and Ram fans to begin with?
I think it's a reflection of the Rams brand's real imprint on real Angelinos. It's just not as big as they would have you believe that it is.
Yeah.
Or the media would have you believe that it is. Now, does that make their championship any less earned than any other Super Bowl championship? Absolutely not. That has nothing to do with any of it. But, I mean, it was just up until like 6 days ago. Who was it? Demoff? The guy in charge, Cates, that finally admitted, like, yeah, you know, we're still trying to grow our footprint. We're still trying to, you know, get people's kids involved in the Rams. Like, they finally sort of admitted that they're still trying to get a foothold. And that's what they need to do. More honesty, less gaslighting and BS, you know. And
Kevin Demoff, is that the guy you're talking about?
Yeah.
That's Marvin's son, right? Marvin Demoff, the old agent?
Yeah.
That's Hugh Millen's old agent.
I'm sure he loves him.
I just wanted to pass that along and make it sound like I know something that you don't know.
Dude, yeah. What's up, man? Where you been?
Just been around.
When you said the name Demoff, I thought of our guy. Well, I'm glad that you got through it today. Glad it's over, but hey, it's a good thing.
It just felt crappy.
Yeah, good thing
for
the
crappy.
Good thing for the radio station. Good thing for the town to have a Super Bowl champion.
Where the Chargers did.
Well, I was going to say, how was the Bolt Bash on Friday? How'd that go? Did Herbert ever show up at the Bolt Bash?
No.
He never
but
came?
There was a lot of really weird homeless people.
Really?
Santa Monica, you get some more personality and you're homeless.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a guy that just like ate like 10 giant things of Pringles.
What's wrong with that?
Well, I mean, he just was clearly homeless. I thought he was going to get his hand stuck in there.
How about that?
Once you pop, you can't stop.
I like eating potato chips out of a container that was meant for tennis balls.
They had a Pringle guy, you know, like the Pringles. Like he looked like Mr. Met, but it was a Pringles guy, like a
caricature.
Mascot.
Right? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We made him mad, and he flipped us off. Like Mr.
you got flipped off by the Pringle mascot?
Yeah. He got mad at me. And then I felt bad. Like,
what did you do to get
somebody
the bird
inside there? Like, oh my God, I'm the Pringles guy.
What did you do to him?
I don't know.
How did you get the finger from the poor bastard's probably getting paid $10 an hour, sweating his ass off?
I told him he was trying to impersonate the National Bohemian Beer guy from Baltimore.
Oh,
and I told
my.
Him the Peanut Man could kick his ass. The Planters. It got a little heated with him.
Wow, geez. But you probably had, like, station security, right? Like, people...
You know, actually, we did because we were... You know, I mean, you know what it's like. I explained this last week.
We don't have... No, we don't have any of that. They just let us go.
Well,
There's no.
It was I explained this last week to you, where we got sucked into all kinds of corporate events.
Yes.
So what happens is there was, like, our news station, our news arm, had a show before us and after us at the same place, so they just left the security guy there.
Oh,
now,
man.
We are like the Lakers parade that attracts 2 million, and our news station is like, I mean, they have a lot of listeners in real life.
Oh, yeah.
But for live events, they are like the Rams parade.
Yeah, you get big crowds.
Yeah.
You're a big deal.
They have security.
You're a big deal.
They have security,
yeah.
And my is in the dust.
That's another one. That's 1, 2, 3. That's
you can say that.
At least 5 or 6 so far.
You know what? I didn't take my test either. I made somebody else take it.
Oh, your iHeart test?
Yeah.
Well, so which one? There's like 17 of them.
With the rebel yell, I cried I didn't do any.
Did you?
In the midnight hour. Yeah, you know why? I can't be harnessed by those rules. It stifles my creativity, man. Remember when the Doors were on Ed Sullivan?
Oh, God.
And they were like, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Yeah. And then the guy's like, you'll never work on television. And the Ray Manzarek character was like, hey, man, the Stones changed for Sullivan. We can do it, Jim. And he's like, nah, man. Yeah.
Who doesn't like Billy Idol? Are you kidding me? You got to be real.
Loved him in The Wedding Singer.
Oh, God, he was great in The Wedding Singer. That was a great movie. Underrated Sandler flick, I think, right there. Well, Petros Papadakis.
I think it was really underrated.
Very much so. Everybody talks about Happy Gilmore and Billy Madison, but I would...
See, that's how I think of the Rams, as the unlikable rich guy, bad guy in The Wedding Singer. The guy that was going to marry Drew Barrymore.
Yeah, his name was like...
The junk bond.
No, he had a weird name. It was like Gulia or whatever.
Gulia was his last name.
That was his name. I got to look it up. Hang on. Wedding Singer cast. Right, hang on.
Glenn Gulia. It's Glenn.
God darn it, Kate's. Glenn Guglia. Gulia. Matthew Glaive. The actor.
That's the Rams.
Matthew Glaive.
The Rams are about as... The Rams and their fan base are about as deep as that lake outside of SoFi.
Glenn Gulia is the Rams.
Yeah.
Wow. Jeez. Well, I hope you don't have any Rams fans tuning in today. Although, they probably feel the same way you do.
Like, who cares, dude?
Yeah, exactly.
Enjoy it.
Exactly.
But just don't tell me that I have to enjoy it.
Hey, did you see what...
I'm from here, and I don't enjoy anything.
I don't think you enjoy anything anywhere, anytime. I think you're just a miserable bastard, and that's why outlets like this are good for you. If you didn't have this, God, I'd shudder to think where your life would be. Honestly, you need these conversations.
I'd probably be the type of person that goes to a Rams parade.
Hey, what about, did you see what Oregon's doing with this NFT thing?
No, what is that? Well, first of all, I don't think I'm really smart about what an NFT actually is.
I don't want to even try and explain it. Non-fungible token.
It's like a video that nobody else can buy.
Yeah, I guess. Whatever, yeah. But they're creating this thing, and they're going to sell it and give 70% of the proceeds to the players for, like, doing nothing. So is that where we're at now, that I can just go create, like, a bakery and sell cookies with Sam Heward's name on it and charge $1,000 and give him 800? Is that what this is all about now?
Until it gets regulated. I mean, it's sort of like the Wild Wild West. And
totally.
It reminds me a little bit of, like, you think of, like, USC and the John McKay era, like when my dad played. There was no limit on scholarships. So if you had a school that was willing to give the football program 150 scholarships, they'd fill 150 scholarships and have a freshman team and all that. And what John McKay ended up doing was he would take the best player in the state of Washington and put him on the bench at USC. And you'd end up having a guy play 10 years in the NFL that barely ever played at USC. And it was just so John McKay didn't have to play against him.
Oh.
You know,
Smart.
You know, I mean, they really did that. A lot of people thought Pete Carroll pulled that with Mitch Mustaine in a different era by trying to keep him from going to Oregon.
Isn't he the kid that transferred to Arkansas?
From Arkansas.
Oh, from Arkansas.
Remember that?
Yeah,
the whole thing with Houston Nutt and all that.
Yeah.
But, you know, back in those days, before, after the scholarship thing had already done. People accused Pete Carroll of doing that and then burying Mitch Mustaine just in case Mustaine turned out to be really good and was at Oregon and Pete Carroll couldn't beat him. So there's still a little bit of that out there. So, I mean, teams that have a bottomless pit of money with a Nike swoosh on the lip of it, like that big anus in the ground in Return of the Jedi.
That's called the Sarlacc pit.
Yes, I would love to reference it. Okay. To be digested for 1,000 years.
I never thought of it as an anus.
Well,
unless you've got spikes in your butthole.
I'm just, well.
Or teeth.
The point is, that's how deep the pit of money that Oregon has is. So they can reach into the earth anus and pull out whatever.
God.
And then it's... So then it's going to be like, you know, well, how do we regulate this, you know, and they'll find a way to cap it. But right now, everybody's going to try to find a loophole here or a loophole there, you know, like soaking for the Mormons.
I got you.
You guys are yourself. A couple of okay. butt holes.
Holes.
All right, man, we got to run. Good stuff.
What?
We got to go. Got to get to a break. Got to go take my iHeart training.
You think you're better than me?
I do not at all. All right, buddy. We love you. We'll talk in a week. See you, man.
Nobody remembers what happened to Dad when they were watching the Rams here in the 90s because they weren't here.
I think we're all well aware now of what happened to Dad. You've made that crystal clear.
Boy, they just didn't have that kind of thing.
Multiple times. All right. We'll see you in a week. Bye.
Bye, Softy. Love you. Sweet James, 800-500-5200.
See you, man. Petros Papadakis. We're going to break. A lot more to get to on a busy Wednesday right here on 950 KJR. Testimonials of 445. Stick around.
Now back to Softy and Dick on your home for the Washington Huskies and the Seattle Kraken. Sports Radio 950 KJR.
You know, every now and then, you get something worth talking about off Jackson's Twitter account. Doesn't happen very often.
Shocking.
But every now and then, it's like a comet, right? You got to make sure you're outside to see it. And every time they talk about a comet going by, I'll jump outside to watch or look outside, and it's always cloudy every single time, and you can't see.
Yeah, but comets
swat.
Are there for like a month, though.
And it's cloudy for two years.
Seattle, baby.
Where we live. We've had cloud cover since 1987. So Jackson Feltz, at Jackson B. Feltz on Twitter, quoting a tweet from the guys over at Barstool. This is a good question. If you had to eat all your meals from one restaurant for the rest of your life, which one would it be? And you said Anthony's?
I did. I said Anthony's.
I'll be there for dinner Saturday. Everybody loves Anthony's. Nothing wrong with Anthony's. I threw out like a Claim Jumper, Cheesecake Factory type place only because the menu is ginormous. Mm-hmm. Like literally there's 600 items on the menu. You know what I'm talking about.
The last time I went to Claim Jumper, I remember the last time I went to Claim Jumper. It was the Tuck Rule game. That's how long
That's
it's
too
been.
Too long, man.
I watched the Raiders and Tom Brady at the Claim Jumper.
Well, guess what? The menu's even bigger now. Seriously, like they've got 500 pasta dishes, 600 sandwiches, burgers, steaks, everything you want. So you never get tired of anything on the menu because it would take you 5 years to try everything. So I guess that'd be my vote. If I had to throw something in for it, I would say a place like that that has unbelievable variety and the menu is huge. That's the place I'd go to.
I got
to
give my guys the Ram the shout.
Well,
right?
Of course.
I mean, come on.
You don't say the Ram, you're fired.
That's where I spent. I mean, I honestly go to the Ram 4 or 5 times more than I go to any other restaurant.
Okay, let's say you're not endorsing the Ram.
Can't pick the Ram.
You can't say the Ram. Yes.
I'm kind of.
The Ram is dumping you for Chuck Powell.
I like both of your options because I do enjoy Anthony's a lot.
Yes.
But I see the whole book of a menu like Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, so big.
Where you could like literally go 2 months without ordering the same thing.
Great Dick, call. It's the John Holmes of menus.
And if you've
got, gigantic call.
And it has the quality too. Dude.
And if you've got to eat every single meal at the same restaurant, you got to have the monster menu. Like, but sometimes like when I go to Cheesecake, I'll go, oh my God, I don't need a menu that big. Yeah. Like, give me a good one sheet or a two sheet. That's all I need for a menu because it takes me like 30 minutes to get through
menu. But this is a different question. This is the rest of your life.
Right, right. Yeah. So I'm definitely,
You could just say, all right, I'll try page one this month and I'll try page two next month and I'll try page three after that. I love Anthony's. I think Anthony's is unbelievable and maybe the best seafood restaurant we have in the area. I don't think the menu is big enough.
That's my one complaint about Anthony's. I want more options on the menu, more seafood options, more steak options, more chicken options, more salad options. And maybe that's why it's so good, because they focus on quality over quantity.
Yep.
And I'm sure that would be something that endorser Mike Gastineau would tell us.
That's right.
But if I'm stuck on an island and I'm getting Uber Eats from one place and I can pick one menu, I think it's between those two. Claim Jumper and Cheesecake Factory.
I think you're right. I mean, do you focus on the quality? Like, when you just want a restaurant, do you focus on getting 10 really quality things, or do you want 50 things on the menu?
Well, if I'm eating it for the rest of my life,
then you want the 50 meh
things. How long am I going to live? You know some, I don't know.
Well, dude, if you're eating, let me tell you, if you're eating Cheesecake Factory every meal for the rest of your life, you're going to live about 3 more years.
Well, but I'm not, exactly. But I could run around the island and get in shape and all that stuff. I think there's one thing, and this is a very important topic for me. You guys have no idea how big a topic this is for me. It's absolute pet peeve, and it kills me when it doesn't happen. When I go to a restaurant, obviously what I want is a great meal, for sure. But on top of that, and maybe even just as important, is I want great ambiance. And if I don't have great ambiance, I get pissed. There was a steakhouse in Bothell. I don't know if it's there or not anymore. I think it's called Prime. I'm not sure if they're still there or not.
Okay.
And we went in there. And the atmosphere was terrible. Like, you could hear fans, like the air conditioning running.
Is there like nobody in there?
There was just no music. There's nothing going on. There's no noise coming from the kitchen. I want to hear noise from the kitchen. I want to hear people talking. I want to hear music on the speaker system. I want to hear people ordering. I want to hear people laughing. And there's none of that stuff. And it drives me nuts when I go to a restaurant and the ambiance sucks.
Yeah.
Totally.
You guys feel me on that?
Yes. And a view in addition, which that's part of the reason I chose Anthony's. Well, you're looking out at the water every place you go.
You're reminding me of a bad Valentine's Day a few years ago. Oh, and why would you ever? How could you ever have a bad Valentine's Day in Maui? Here's how you can.
Ooh.
Okay.
Ooh,
you book a table at a really expensive restaurant, more like an uncomfortably expensive restaurant, like one that I would like. I don't think I've spent this much at a restaurant since.
Okay.
And they sit you in the middle of the restaurant, just one huge room.
Yeah.
And like the windows are way over there, and hey, there's the ocean, but I feel like I'm a mile away.
Were you at Merriman's?
I was at Merriman's.
Wow.
It's exactly where I was.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Bing, bang.
Why not just say you were at Merriman's?
Kapalua.
Yeah. Because I know the room you're talking about.
It's huge.
And if there's nobody else in there besides you, that would suck. Yes, that would suck. They have a nice patio now on the ocean, and they have seats that are right up next to the patio where you can see the water, blah, blah, blah.
And the service was... I was grumpy. I was really, really grumpy after that Valentine's Day.
Yeah. I don't blame you. I just think, just advice, okay, from us to you out there, if you're thinking about opening up a restaurant and why you'd want to do that, I got no idea. Unless it's a Domino's Pizza or a McDonald's. Okay, there's like one McDonald's in my life that I've seen closed down. There was one on Bellevue Way that's now like
I think
it became a Fat Burger, and now it's like a Thai restaurant. I don't know if it didn't make it or not, if they opened up another one somewhere else in the vicinity, but that's the only Mickey D's that I've ever seen not there like 10 years later.
Right.
Domino's Pizza, McDonald's, maybe Little Caesars, you know, whatever, places
pizza,
like
pizza.
That, okay? Exactly. So I just think if you're going to open a restaurant, you better have damn good food, you better have damn good service, and you better have ambiance. You got to have ambiance. And if you don't, then don't bother opening or coming to me for my business.
I think that I'm going to do something that's completely unheard of in today's society and in today's
social
media behavior.
Oh, sorry. Jeez.
And that's say that I was wrong and go back on a decision and say I was wrong about something. Dick Fain, you are 100% right. The answer is Cheesecake Factory, I think.
Just because the biggest menu.
Because it has the biggest menu. And if it's for the rest of your life, and I mean, I'm like 20 years old, so... that's going to last me the rest of my life, no problem.
But I definitely would have coronary artery disease by 55.
Salads and make sure to, you know.
Yeah, have some soup.
Lay off the Snickers cheesecake at the end is what you're saying. I can't have that every meal.
Yeah. Open the colon up a little bit, whatever. But that's a good question. 49451, if you could eat at one restaurant the rest of your life, which one would it be? Besides the obvious, which is Taco Time and the Ram. I mean,
of course.
besides those two, 49451, which restaurant, if you had to eat at one the rest of your life, what would you pick? And how the size of the menu, would that be a factor in your decision? All right. Hey, I want to go over what happened with the Sounders today. There's something they're doing that I don't understand. I don't get it. And I think that the Minister of Propaganda over here,
oh boy,
there's no way he's going to disagree with it because he's a club broadcaster. But I want to ask you at 5 o'clock if the Sounders are doing this right, because it's kind of weird, in my little humble opinion. We'll get to that, 49451. Testimonials coming up next right here on 950 KJR.
Coming to you live from the Elliott Avenue studios of Sports Radio 950 KJR. This is Textimonials.
LOL, semicolon, parentheses.
Take it away, Dave Softy Mahler and Dick Fain.
All right, 445, a lot of entries, I guess, but we're not having a contest. We're just asking for your opinion.
Submissions.
Lots of submissions. There you go. Lots of contributions to the picking up on the Barstool tweet. What's the one restaurant you would eat at for the rest of your life? I love it when stuff like this just comes up. And this is what you get for following Jackson Feltz on Twitter. Mm-hmm. You don't follow Jackson Feltz on Twitter, you're not getting great conversation like this or propaganda from the Sounders. You get them both on his website or his Twitter account, at Jackson B. Feltz. All right, 49451. Jackson, what do you got?
The Rockwood Fire Pizza.
Ooh,
not Karma's bad. In Bellevue.
Yep.
Okay. 13 Coins.
Okay.
El Gaucho.
Oh.
Canless, of course.
Nope.
Are you people are idiots?
Well, you can't do Canless every night, man. I mean,
you'd be broke after the first week.
Well, if money was no object, I mean, that's a special night. You can't do that every night. And first of all, the food's too rich. Like, it's just...
Well, and then second of all...
It's food coma inducing. You can't do it every night.
Good luck getting a reservation, man. I called them the other day to check out on Valentine's Day, and they laughed at me. You mean Valentine's Day in 2060?
Yeah,
we'll see you then.
That 2 weeks before Valentine's Day.
El Gaucho, fine, okay. Carmine's in Bellevue, the Italian place. And I love Italian food, but I think if I'm eating Italian every single night...
You're getting tired of it.
At some point, you get sick of it, right? Don't you? You're eating the same stuff?
Yeah.
Like, how do dogs do it?
How does my son do it?
Well, but yeah.
My son wants the same meal every afternoon for lunch and every night. He wants a peanut butter and jelly sandwich every lunch, and he wants a burger every night, and that's all he wants.
Right, but the difference is he's getting a peanut butter and jelly burger and then something for breakfast. My dog is eating the same beef-flavored crap every single day, twice a day, every day, for the rest of his life. And guess what? He goes bananas when he knows he's going to get it. It's crazy. I look at him and said, don't you want something else? Aren't you sick of this? All right, what's next?
So Petros wants the LA media to report the truth? Los Angeles media is just a bunch of barking seals.
Oh, God.
Where's your barking seal?
I don't know. I can't find it.
Did you lose the barking seal
it's
drop?
It's somewhere. I just put
That's
a new one.
That's a good one.
I got a new one in here, too, and I got no idea. Here it is. I got a new one. Ready? This is a good one.
What did you go down to the marina and get that?
No, it's a bunch of one? It's like a bunch of Jawas and sand people.
Oh,
that is the
God.
Theme song. That is Petros' new theme song whenever he comes on the show on Wednesdays. All right, what's next?
We'd love to hear the promo of Petros was sponsored by Buddy's Goodies and Glass.
Ooh. Well, he does enjoy that. I'll tell you that right now. He won't admit it. Well, maybe he'll admit it. But
he wants you telling us
it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal anymore.
But it's a big deal to some people.
No, but not him. The guy collects knives, for God's sakes, and walks into trees. You think he's going to be concerned about people finding out he smokes dope? You saw the Snoop Dogg thing?
Yes.
With the New York Daily News?
I can't
believe
anybody was surprised to see that.
That was unbelievable. I mean, the New York Daily News made it sound like it was 1982 and Nancy Reagan was waging a war on drugs. I mean, what the hell, man? Are you kidding me? Snoop Dogg smoking dope before the halftime show. Oh. What's next?
The Rams still have fans from the original LA team who were in tears when they finally won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
St. Louis didn't count.
Yeah, you're right. All five of them are still there, and they were all at the parade today. That
was
awful.
How old would you have to be to truly be an L.A.? You'd have to be our age at least, right, to truly be an original L.A. Rams fan?
When did they move to St. Louis? Like mid-90s? Mid to late 90s, they took off to St. Louis? So to remember that 79 game against the Steelers, you got to be, pretty much our age at minimum.
I mean, that's the first Super Bowl I remember was Vince Ferragamo against Terry Bradshaw.
I mean, you told me that your first sports memory was when you were like a year and a half old, so you go back to like 1974. I have no idea what happened
sports
until
memory
like
was
1990.
My first memory was that and the Sonics championship.
That's what I'm saying. I was five and a half. I got no idea what was going on when I was five and a half. How do you remember that?
You don't remember that.
Yes,
you think
do.
You do. No,
no,
you don't.
I remember
you're
exactly
watching
where
videotapes
I was.
That you think were real life.
Oh, I remember where I was. I was in the room that I live in right now. It was my grandma's house at the time. My dad took me outside to the front porch to listen to the horns honking. And that's why I did the exact same thing to my son and daughter. Actually, my daughter was too young. But my son, when the Seahawks won it, I took him outside to listen to the fireworks because everybody was shooting fireworks. I wanted him to remember it because I remembered that day 35 years prior.
I think you're watching a TV broadcast on film and
it's
you think
true.
It was there. All right, what's next?
Matt Stafford has nearly 120 more touchdowns and 18,000 more yards than Kurt Warner. Mm. And he's in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, well, Kurt Warner also won a couple of MVPs. Is that right? He's got two?
Two, I believe.
And we're talking about Kurt Warner, the quarterback, not Kurt Warner, the Penn State Seahawks running back, for those that didn't know. I mean, he's got MVPs. And when this conversation came up yesterday about the Hall of Fame, and I don't think Matt Stafford is a Hall of Famer right now. I think he has a little bit of work to do. But you know what? I think by the time his career's over, I think he'll have done it.
I mean, when you have a three-year run, mm-hmm. like Kurt Warner did, of MVP, Super Bowl title, MVP.
Yep.
Come on.
And he took two teams to a Super Bowl, Arizona
yes.
and the Rams.
I mean, that's
right. He went to three of them.
As long as you have a decent rest of your career, you're in the Hall of Fame.
Well, he's almost like the Sandy Koufax of football. You know, had this one unbelievable 7-8 year run where he was dominant. But I mean, Matt Stafford, even this year, this is the conversation we had yesterday, like talking about guys like Frank Gore. I don't ever remember considering Matt Stafford to be the best quarterback in the NFL in any single season. Kurt Warner, absolutely.
Oh, yes.
2 or 3 years, you could say, was the best year
Matt
in the NFL.
Stafford wasn't even in anybody's top five in any year that he's been around.
The Lambs have beat us with their second and third string QBs for years. I hate them, and again I have to say I'm a fan since 1976. Hmm. I look forward to you disparaging me for saying that as you did last time. I have no life. I listen every day.
Well, first of all, you're what we call a P1. We appreciate that. And second of all, your opinion does matter slightly more because you're a fan since 1976.
That's correct.
If you were a season ticket holder since 1976, then your opinion really would matter.
There are levels of fandom. As I have told Jackson Feltz, and I have been slapped across the face for saying it, there are levels of fandom.
Give me a break.
Here we go again.
What's next?
Open this.
Don't you guys think they should play Bobby Wagner less?
Why? He's like third in the NFL in tackles last year. Why would you want to play him
so
less?
So he can get less tackles, Dave. Duh.
I mean, I guess the point is he wants to prolong his career. Is that what he's saying? You know, a little
imagine.
Bit less tread on the tire, all that stuff. No, I don't think that's how the NFL works at all. Now, over the course of an individual season, they call that load management.
Mm.
That's what that's now referred to, at least in places like the NBA. I have no idea what the hell it's called in the NFL or in baseball, but in the NBA, it's called load management, and it's a load of crap. You know why it's a load of crap? Because fans pay to watch athletes play, and when they don't, the fans get ripped off. And if you're not telling me the fans should be concerned about who's coming to town, then why are those tickets for those superstars more expensive?
That's why we got to shorten the season, because there's no way you can physically play as hard as LeBron James plays for 81 regular season games and another 25 playoff games every single. You just can't play 100 NBA games at full speed. Every year.
God, my back is killing me, man.
You're right there.
Would you mind rubbing it during the break? Think about it a little bit. Jackson?
Need a lot of money.
No.
What's next?
Do you guys know why Swedish warships have barcodes on them? So when they dock, they can scan the Navy in.
You like that?
Not bad.
We used to do that, like lollipop jokes or popsicle jokes.
It's fine.
I have no problem with that.
No.
We can bring it back. You guys got corny jokes you want to share? You don't like it?
No,
I like it.
Yeah.
Recipes, book reviews, movie reviews.
Anything.
Home
goes.
Addresses of known celebrities, things like that. I'm all for it. I got a problem with something the Sounders are doing.
Ooh.
We'll see if the Minister of Propaganda agrees next on KJR.